I'm Michael Johnson, and I'm here with Mike Williams, the General Manager and Vice President of the Maxtor Branded Products Group. Welcome to the podcast.
Good morning. Thank you very much.
Now, we're here today to talk about a few things, and we've got some exciting things. Why don't we give a little summary of what we're going to be talking about today?
Well, it's I think, first of all, it's an exciting time to be involved with the entire storage industry because there's so much going on. But what we really want to go through, I think, today is kind of the overall evolution from expanding and expansion-type products in storage through data protection products into sharing within the local area network, and then the broader view of sharing within the World Wide Web and a family of products that we're going to be bringing to market to really cover all those different segments.
Now, tell us a little bit about the strategic announcement we're making today. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, if you go and look at, you know, as I mentioned just earlier, a little bit about the tenants, you know, one is obviously expansion, two is data protection, three is sharing. We're actually, the new products we're coming out with cover all of those. First one is, if you look at some of the trends with respect to, you know, expansion needs and data protection needs, specifically in the compute marketplace, historically, you know, a lot of people have had desktop systems. Desktop, you've had a lot of capacity. Very quickly, you fill the desktop up. I need more storage. I need to back it up. Well, the trend has been moving more and more from desktop systems to people either having augmenting desktops with notebook systems or just going all the way over to a notebook system. You look at what happens on notebooks, good news, it's mobile, you can take it with you, but typically capacities on the storage on your notebook drops. So one of the things you want to be able to do is, you know, how do I add capacity to my notebook system? Well, one of the products we're bringing is basically we're launching a new OneTouch 3 Mini Edition, which is a 2.5-inch, a small form factor, OneTouch product line, which basically gives you the expansion capability that you've gotten with respect to the OneTouch, but also all of the benefits that you've had in previous OneTouch, i.e. the backup software. So I can either schedule my backups or touch the button and it automatically backs up. But realizing the nature of mobility, we also want you to be able to take this as a device and move it from computer to computer very easily and synchronize your data. So we've added some additional software features into the OneTouch Mini, which allows you to push the button and basically have a set of folders on a desktop system at home. I synchronize the data onto it. I move it back to the office. I can synchronize the data that I brought from home back onto my office system and back and forth. So now I can very easily move the files that are critical to me around with me on this OneTouch Mini solution. The other aspects of the Mini is obviously it being mobile. If you ever did lose a thing, you don't want everybody to be able to get your data. So we've put some basically data protection capability into it, what we call drive lock, such that if you ever did lose the drive, there's no way that anybody else can get in to access that data. Basically, it's password protected. You can actually take the drive completely out of the enclosure and plug the drive in, and it's still going to have a password protected to disallow access.
So it's directly on the drive itself.
It's basically encoded into the drive firmware. So, you know, a lot of people have tried things like that before, but it would be done at a controller level. So we've taken it all the way down to the drive to provide an additional level of security. On top of that, what we've done is said, well, if you can use drive lock, you can also go ahead and pick to encrypt specific files. And you can do that either at a file level or folder level. So, you know, we really think this is kind of the ultimate mobile storage solution. It gives you expansion, data protection, data synchronization, encryption from a protection standpoint, and To go on top of it, it comes along in what we think is just a great industrial design, ties very nicely into the overall OneTouch family and package for the solution.
Tell me about this new line of network storage solutions that you're introducing.
Okay, the exciting, you know, opportunities. We actually entered the market in network storage just a little over a year ago with a product that we called our Maxtor Shared Storage product. Initially, when we entered the marketplace, it was very much about simple shared storage, which really covered two of the tenets of kind of our value proposition of expansion and sharing. Last fall, we actually entered applications on that, which provided data protection. So fundamentally, now I can use my MSS or shared storage device for expanding, adding additional, you know, storage to multiple computers within the home, protecting my data. Basically, it's a centralized backup solution for the entire home, and sharing, i.e. I can go put folders out there, our data, and share it with various other folks in the home. And the interesting thing with respect to the shared storage product is it shares both files and folders onto the computer side of the home, and it also shares files folders into the digital entertainment side of the home through digital media adapters. So I can actually go put my music, my videos, my photos out on my shared storage device and access it through a digital media adapter connected to my stereo or one that's connected to my television set, which actually provides a great solution for, my daughter actually loves it because she can create movies on the Mac at home, put them out in the shared storage, and then go watch it on the big screen television.
That seems really important, especially with Vive and other platforms that are coming out that are about digital entertainment. Everything's about digital entertainment right now, from the iPod to, well, I guess there's video on the iPod as well, so it's all there.
Absolutely. And we like the whole richness of the content because obviously content drives capacity. And then the ability to go ahead and, number one, share it within the home, but two, make sure that it's protected are critical aspects of how you deal with storage.
So how wide is the footprint of Maxtor products? Is it mostly here in the U.S.? What markets do you see?
Oh, no, worldwide. Basically, if you go ahead and look at it, obviously very, very strong presence in North America region, but also across all of Europe, Asia Pacific, Japan. Basically, our product line is worldwide. And that's the entire product line. So both the expansion products, the data protection products, obviously our one-touch product line, which is award-winning around the world, and then our MSS, our shared storage product line, all three of those major lines are carried globally.
So with mobility now being the big thing with computing and more broadband stuff, how's that sort of driving all of this? Because I know that certainly some of the drives that I've seen, they're getting smaller and smaller. I think they were showing one that I've seen them as small as a postage stamp. Some of these things that I know that not quite there yet, but it's they're getting smaller and smaller. So how's mobility and broadband driving this market?
Well, obviously the mobility, it's something you want to be able to drop in your pocket and take it with you. This is actually a 2.5-inch form factor, and we're balancing out the mobility aspects of it from something you can ultimate smallness, because we're also looking at the overall need from a capacity standpoint. The solutions that we're bringing to market are going to provide either 60 gigabytes or 100 gigabyte. So, a significant amount of capacity such that you can actually be doing the data synchronization and backing up, but something very easily you can drop into your briefcase, take it with you, lightweight, compact, so a great thing to be able to carry around.
How about ease of use? Does one have to be a super programmer to be able to use some of this stuff? I mean, it sounds like if it's going to have this kind of mobility and this kind of one-touch kind of features, it's going to have to be pretty easy to use.
Oh, absolutely. And, looking at the product, what we've done is, it's simply all the software's loaded on the drive. Basically, take it out, single cable, you plug your USB cable into your notebook system, plug the drive in, power is provided through the connection there, download the software and configure it and go. And from a backup standpoint of sync, like I said, it's literally a push of a button. If you don't want to deal with the push of a button, you can actually go and schedule the events to occur. Every night at 10 o'clock, I want to have my stuff backed up. It'll do the backup at that point in time. So it's very much a set it and forget it if you want to type solution.
What about home networking? Because I know that also is something that sometimes I know folks that have set up systems are running into a little bit of complexity, trying to deal with that and dealing with certain wizards and whatnot.
Okay, we're shifting gears here a little bit. On the notebook system, obviously that's a USB connection, so that's a direct attach. When you move over to the network storage solution that we're taking to the marketplace, that basically very similar type of experience. Literally, it's something you can set up in about 3 minutes from the time you get it out of the box. Take it out, plug it into your network connection, turn power on, walk over to your desktop system, single CD, install the software. It automatically goes out, discovers the device, and if you want to go ahead and make all your, basically create a public share, put your name in, hit go, and it creates all the files and folders for you, so your various SharePoints. So it automatically configures a set of folders of, here's my music, here's my photos, here's my, you don't even have to create those. It does it for you. If you want to, go ahead and create a private share, i.e., this is stuff that I only want to provide access to for myself or for set people if I give the password to, I can do that. Click a separate button, it sets up a private set of folders, and with that, you put your name in and you put a password in, which then provides a protected share for the users.
Mac support?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's one of the nice things. In the network storage solution, I can go ahead and connect in the network. I can do my word processing and documents over on my PC, and I can go into the other room and work on the Mac and basically do all my photo editing and my creation of movies, and off to the races I go.
Okay. Now, you want to share this stuff. You've got all this great content. It's moving around. You've got the rugged drives. You can sync up at work, at home. You know, you can do all this stuff. Now, what about sharing? And I know you've got a new project going around sharing, the sharing model. Maybe you can tell me a little bit about that.
Well, you looked at it from a historical standpoint. We've gone from the Extend. We've gone into Protect. We've got sharing with respect to the MSS and the home. We're doing some work that kind of takes it to the next generation of really being able to share effectively in the World Wide Web. We see it as a very exciting project because it not only deals with the sharing, but it also deals with organizing and managing your data and providing an environment where you can control how you share, when you want to share, and how you organize and manage your data very effectively in an environment where you may have multiple computers and locations where you've got content.
So what's the name of the project?
That's Project Fusion.
Okay, Project Fusion. Is this going to roll out soon, or is it? Tell me a little bit about what people can expect.
Well, actually, exciting thing, all of these products are basically going to be hitting the marketplace in the Q2 time period. So the Mini or the OneTouch 3 Mini product will be hitting in early Q2. The next generation of our shared storage products will be hitting in late Q2, and Project Fusion will be hitting in late Q2 time period. So three new exciting products that we'd like to look at and think of from a standpoint of really continuing the tradition of excellence in the Maxtor branded products.
You can expand a tiny bit on Project Fusion about how that's going to, differ from some of the other services that are out there. We've got Flickr, we've got YouTube, we've got some other things out there that are very popular that people are using. What's the difference going to be with the Fusion project?
In a lot of ways, this is what I would call much more personal. It does not replace any of those things. It coexists with some of the other sharing sites, but gives you the ability to interact with those sites, but also create a very personal environment for organizing, managing, and sharing your content directly to smaller groups you want to, or linking in with a broader audience with some of the existing sites. So it really gives you the overall flexibility to manage your data the way you want to and use your data the way you want to.
If people would like to find out a little bit more about the MicroLine, the OneTouch, and some of the new opportunities for home networking and sharing the digital life experience, all of that, where can they go for more information?
www.maxtor.com.
Okay. Well, I've been speaking today with Mike Williams, the General Manager and Vice President of Maxtor Branded Products Group, and it's been great having you on the podcast. Looking forward to trying some of the stuff myself.
Great. Thanks very much.